Moments of Melody with a song for your heart. In his St. Louis law office one day, Thomas McPheeters came to see Cyrus I. Schofield. After talking a while, McPheeters got up to go. With his hand on the doorknob, he turned and faced Schofield, saying, "For a long time I've been wanting to ask you a question that I've been afraid to ask, but that I'm going to ask now." "I never thought of you as afraid," said Schofield. "What's your question?" "I want to ask you why you are not a Christian," came the unexpected reply. The lawyer thought for a moment and said, "Does not the Bible say something about drunkards having no place in heaven? I'm a hard drinker, McPheeters." "You haven't answered my question, Schofield," the other man replied. "Why are you not a Christian?" "I do not recall ever having been shown how to be a Christian. I don't know how," said Schofield. Now McPheeters had his answer. He drew up a chair, took a testament out of his pocket, and read passages from the Bible, plainly telling his friend how to be saved. "Will you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?" he asked. "I'm going to think about it," said Schofield. "No, you're not," answered McPheeters. "You've been thinking about it all your life. Will you settle it now? Will you believe on Christ now and be saved?" The logical-minded lawyer liked clean-cut statements and unequivocal answers, and after a moment's thought, he looked his friend full in the face and said quietly, "I will." The two men dropped down on their knees. Schofield told the Lord Jesus Christ that he believed on him as his personal Savior, and before he arose from his knees, he had been born again. The man of superior ability as a lawyer in his own community became a little child in simplicity of faith in God. After his conversion, he became known worldwide as the editor of the Schofield Bible. That McPheeters used with Schofield were these in Acts 13, 38, and 39. "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses." So there's no drug problem, no drink problem, no sin problem too great for the Lord to forgive. The Lord is able to make a new creation out of you. Give him the opportunity.
Glory for the things he has done with his blood.